Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is going to be a great one, and I'm so excited for this, guys. I really had to push myself to make sure that I got this out to you because I know a lot of people during this season, especially as we go deeper into a new year, things come up. Schedules come up, schedules get larger, right? There are more to-dos on the list. There are more people that you're dealing with. And in those interactions, sometimes there is conflict, not always. But when it comes up, we want to be ready, right? We want to understand it. When we're working with new colleagues, new friends, new clients, when we are dating or when you're communicating with loved ones, with a spouse or with family members, you want to be able to understand what is happening in the in-between spaces, right? And you want to make sure that you're not bringing home the overwhelm, the anxiety, the self-doubt, right? Because that has a way of creating a garden in your life, and it can harvest, right? It can bring up all kinds of things in that garden that are made specifically from that seed of anxiety. So you want to make sure you're not allowing those anxiety seeds to take root in your life. I'm so excited as we do a continuation of this series on the duplex of anxiety. And today's theme is going to be the duplex of anxiety runs deep. This is going to be so refreshing. And think of it as a contemplative meditation, right? At the end, I'm just going to have you do a little bit of journaling for 5 minutes, and it's going to be very simple. I want you to think about overcoming any anxiety or overwhelm in a very simple way. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Sometimes you can go straight to the root, go straight to a simple understanding of what's happening and heal it. Have peace and have a balance in your life, regardless of what other people around you are doing. You can choose to have that peace. So I'm so excited for this. I hope that you can tell. And without further ado, as always, we're going to get this conversation started off right with just a little bit of spoken word.
River run wide, river run deep, oh love, I love the way you flow through me. River run wide, river run deep, oh God, I love the way you flow through me. If I am your sanctuary, I usher you into this place. Hopefully we are acceptable unto your grace, because all we want to do is please you. From the top of our head to the very sole of our feet, we speak only to give you the glory. My soul fed by the manna you have rained from above. We are fat with the meat you've laid at our feet, filled our cup up and overflowed us abundantly. River run wide, river run deep, oh love, I love the way you flow through me. River run wide, river run deep, oh God, I love the way you flow through me. River run wide, river run deep, oh love, I love, love, love the way you flow.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I love the spoken word. It just allows us to kind of open our hearts and minds up a little bit for the discussion ahead. And as always, let's do our healing pledge so that we lay a strong foundation that this is a safe place for us to really have this conversation, to be transparent and to go there. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. We say that almost every week, right? But every time I say it, it always feels good to have that safe place, right? That's our safe place, the healing room right here. So let's dive in. The duplex of anxiety runs deep. Now, in last week's discussion, we spoke on the reality of anxiety while utilizing the duplex metaphor. And if you didn't hear the discussion last week, that's completely okay. But after you listen to today's discussion, definitely go back and listen to last week's discussion. It will truly bless your life and open you up to some more things. But just to recap in that metaphor, we talked about how a duplex is one building that contains two homes. Unlike an apartment that contains many small units or a house that isn't connected to anything but stands on its own, a duplex is two homes conjoined. And what we're doing is looking at that image and looking at that metaphor and placing anxiety right there in the juxtaposition of the duplex. Right in the intersection, you have two homes that are completely connected, and right in that in between, right in that intersection of those two homes, that's where anxiety can have its way. Let me give you this example and let's go deeper. It's like having a savory seafood, right? We talked about this in last discussion. It's like having savory seafood jambalaya cooking in one house with all the rich spices, right? And you've got crawfish in, and you've got shellfish, and you've got shrimp and all that stuff that goes into those Creole spicy jambalayas. And then on this other side of the house, you have this delicious curry cooking, right? With all the spices, right? And you've got some masala on the stove. And the spices are so strong and potent that they're bleeding through the walls. That was the metaphor we looked at last week. And when you're at the intersection point of two homes conjoined, and you've got two different things happening to that magnitude, it's hard to appreciate either meal. It doesn't matter how delicious or how well the recipe is, or how great one home thinks that their dinner is opposed to the other. If you're in that intersection point, it's hard to appreciate either meal. The smells are overwhelming together, and it becomes just too much. This is where anxiety can live, in that intersection of two homes being combined. This is often where stress is born. The juxtaposition of two homes can be overwhelming, and together the fragrance can become toxic. Separate, they could be quite enjoyable, but two homes combined can feel very toxic if you're in that juxtaposition place. And I hope you're catching this metaphor. And so we talked about the solution on last week's discussion of taking the opportunity to live in one home that's yours. This is not a boycott of people, but remember we talked about it being a mental and spiritual act to leave the intersection of two homes, to leave the juxtaposition, to get out of there, to stop having this one idea in this one house and the one idea in the other house. And it's both ideas are so loud that you can hardly hear your own thoughts, your own purpose, your own drive. You can hardly hear what God is telling you. You can hardly understand what God wants for your body or what God wants for your mind or what God wants for your spirit because you're in between these two places. We talked about that last week. And, you know, when people are caught between two belief systems, and neither of which is their own, the anxiety can begin to grow, and sometimes it can take over their lives. Are you following me? Let's go deeper. Oftentimes as people, we battle with ourselves, living in anxiety and overwhelm, but not knowing really why. So ask yourself, let's go there. Ask yourself, take a breath with me. Is my anxiety coming from living in a duplex, a house divided? I'm sure you've probably heard this quote before. A house divided cannot stand. Ask yourself, is my anxiety coming from living in a duplex, a house divided? Now, if you've been rocking with me as we've begun this series on the duplex of anxiety, I know that you're ready to go deeper. And I want you to prepare your heart and mind to truly think about some things in a new way. I'm going to bring up some different topics and some different questions, and I want you to be ready to take yourself there. We have a conscious mind, and then we have a subconscious mind, and both are very active probably in this very moment. And so I want you to be willing to go even deeper into your subconscious, things that are there that you haven't necessarily dealt with or really given focus to. The Anxiety and Depression Association of America states that PTSD affects 7.7 million adults and women are actually more likely to be affected than men. I would ask you, have you ever felt that your anxiety or emotional state was so severe in certain seasons of your life that you were wondering, maybe you had PTSD? Just the thought. Have you ever thought of that? I want to share another stat with you. The Anxiety and Depression Association of America released that generalized anxiety disorder affects 7.8 million adults. Okay. Now, that's a large part of the U.S. population, but only 43.2% of those who are in the U.S. population are actually receiving treatment. And now treatment can be whatever you want it to be. It could be a spiritual counselor. It could be a psychologist. It could be a group meeting. It could be a coach, a life coach. It could be a Christian coach. It could be a doctor, right? Treatment can be lots of different things. Art therapy, right? But many people aren't receiving treatment at all. So this is what I want to share with you. There is an idea that I want you to just think on, right? I want you to be in the driver's seat here. Many, not all, but many haven't received treatment for something that's plaguing their lives. Could it be that they have moved into the duplex, signed the lease, and are contemplating buying a home that isn't and will never be theirs? Could it be that maybe they have moved into a duplex, signed the lease, are contemplating buying a home that isn't and will never be theirs? Is it possible? When you think about 43% of individuals not receiving treatment, can you imagine people dealing with a wingworm or bacteria infection or asthma and just deciding, I'm just gonna kind of wing it. I'm not gonna get medicine for my asthma. I'm not gonna get medicine for my bacterial infection. I'm just gonna continue to go about daily life. I want you to look at that, and I want you to go deeper even within yourself. Because after a while, the stress and anxiety can start to feel normal. And remember, PTSD is an anxiety disorder that develops in reaction to physical injury or severe mental or emotional distress. Okay. PTSD is an anxiety disorder that develops in reaction to physical injury or severe mental or emotional distress. And actually, I pulled that specifically from cancer.gov, which talks about the realities of anxiety and PTSD. So I hope you're tracking with me. And if you're not, this is going to bring it home for you. Ask yourself, let's take a breath together. Are you allowing yourself to live in physical or emotional distress? Are you allowing yourself to live in physical or emotional distress? Let me give context. A minute ago, I asked you to think on what are people considering buying a home that will never be theirs? Are they moving into a duplex that will never be theirs? Because it's two homes conjoined. It belongs to two families. And when you normalize anxiety, when you normalize it and say, I don't need treatment, it's going to be like this, it's going to continue, it's like living in that juxtaposition for the rest of your life. It's like not only signing the lease, but it's like saying, I want to buy this duplex and I want to be the owner of this duplex. It's a home that you can never own, because remember, with anxiety, in this scenario, if it resonates with you, and if it doesn't, that's okay, right? Come back to the next discussion. But if it resonates with you, anxiety is normally not your peaceful, clear thought that's yours and true to you, right? And is factual. Anxiety normally comes from the juxtaposition of two things. Anxiety normally lives in a state of confusion. She said this and he said that, and I don't know, and I'm in the in-between. I'm really tired and I want to rest, but I got this to do, and my husband said that I need to do this, and my daughter is asking me to do that, and I'm in the juxtaposition, I'm in the in-between, right? Anxiety rarely often lives in one house owned by one person, and that one person is running that house the way they think that they should run it. When you see clarity, when you see focus, when you see identity, when you see purpose in a clear fashion, that's not where normally anxiety has the opportunity to breed. Anxiety breeds between more than one mind, right? And so I love that motto, a house divided cannot stand, right? Another thing that people reach out to me a lot on Instagram for is weight loss and health and irritable bowel syndrome and gut health, right? Because people see the different herbs and remedies I use, which help to minimize anxiety, minimize stress in the body. And people reach out to me for that. And you have to understand this is also a breeding ground for anxiety when you have a confusion in, I want my body to be healthy. I think my body should be healthy. Right? I want a healthy body. I want to eat right and feel good and have a great night's rest and wake up refreshed. But I also want to follow these habits that I've created since I was a child. And I want to live in these habits that I've created as a child. And also, I want to respect my spouse. If you're a woman, right, and you say, I want to respect my husband, and he likes pork, and he likes smothered pork and collard greens, or he loves Chinese food, and I want to respect my spouse, so I have to cook him these meals, and then I have to follow these habits, and then I want to be healthy. So now you have three minds. And so I want to go deeper here, and I hope you're with me, because I'm taking it deeper than the last discussion. Sometimes you can be living in a duplex that is not your own because it belongs to two other people and you can never own it. And sometimes with anxiety, we are living in a duplex where we truly own the blueprints. Can I go deeper? There are some duplexes where they really were formed by your neighbors or your spouse or your family members. Right. And you grew up in that duplex and you found yourself as an adult and you're still stuck there. Right. You're still holding on to what maybe your great grandparents told you when you were a kid and trying to live up to that. And maybe there's some conflicting things between what they told you and what the world told you. And those blueprints belong to somebody else. And you can just get up and leave out of that duplex. And I truly believe your loved ones will cheer you on when they see the health and vitality that comes from the freedom of living in your own house as an adult. I'm talking about a spiritual metaphor here. This is a mental spiritual metaphor. This is not a boycott of people. This is a development of identity. And if you're not tracking with me yet, you will. Because let me say this. There are some duplexes where only we have the blueprint, where the juxtaposition of thought comes from us because we have allowed ourselves to be double-minded and in some areas, triple-minded. Can I go deeper? If you have a thought process that says one thing, and I'm not talking about changing your mind or having a new favorite color or trying a new food item. I'm talking about identity. You can't be health and seek a healthy lifestyle and seek a sick lifestyle at the same time and think that you're going to reach a goal. There are some duplexes that we might find ourselves in where we have anxiety, okay? There may be some duplexes that we have the blueprint for, that we've created. Sometimes, can I go deeper, ladies? You say to yourself, I don't feel beautiful. I'm too skinny or I'm too big. And there's no one really around you who's truly telling you that or pushing that upon you. I understand the media is a real thing, but for some of us, that main thought really lives in our mind. And then on the other side, there's another identity that you're telling yourself. You're too short and then you're too tall. And then there's another identity that says, well, you should be muscular. And then there's another identity that says you should be voluptuous. And this is a duplex where you have the blueprint for. Your husband's not pushing this. Your neighbor's not pushing this. Your boss isn't pushing this. This is something that you're dealing with. Okay. And so it's important to know the duplex where you have the blueprint, because those are the places where you can tell yourself, I have had enough with the double-mindedness. If I want a healthy body, I am going to choose a healthy body. Now, I'm not talking about disease and sickness, because we go through seasons where things happen. I'm talking about people who reach out about weight loss, about gut health. You want gut health? You cannot keep going through the drive-thrus for 99-cent meals. That is just one small, basic, and simple example, but you know your situation. The double-mindedness can keep you in such a juxtaposition place because it starts to wrap itself around your identity. You have to believe in one thing in one area for yourself in a way that will set you free from that duplex. I'm not calling myself fat anymore. I'm not calling myself ugly anymore. I'm not calling myself too short. I'm not calling myself too tall. I have had enough with the juxtaposition that I have put on my own life. And every time you have your thought, I want you to take your right hand or your dominant hand, and I want you to swipe in front of your face as if you're swiping that thought away. And internally, I want you to say, I have had enough. It's going to come up. It's going to come up. But when it does, I want you to be honest with yourself and say, this is the duplex. This is the blueprint that I have taken part in creating this duplex in my life. I have had enough. When it comes up, take your dominant hand and just swipe in front of your face as if you're swiping it away. And internally you say, I've had enough. If you're someone who struggles with demeaning thoughts, or you're someone who struggles with eating foods that are not right for you, if you're someone who struggles with connecting with men who are not positive or not uplifting or not encouraging, right? If you're someone who deals with saying yes to things that you know are too much for your schedule, when you find yourself about to do something, people don't have to know what you're doing. You just wipe in front of your face. They'll think that it's a little fly. And internally, you say, I've had enough. And when she says, so can you make the such and such meeting and bring a such and such dish at such and such time? You look at her and say, thank you so much for inviting me, but I don't think I'll be able to make it this time. But please reach out for next time. And you move on. When you start to decrease that duplex that you have created in your own life, because you're the one with the blueprint. Last week, we talked about living in a duplex owned by two families, right? And being stuck in between. It's not your house, but sometimes we have built a house ourselves. And so after today's discussion, I want you to take 5 minutes with your journal, just a paper and pencil, very simple, and say, if this resonates with you and you find that your anxiety does stem from having two different thought processes, two different minds, ask yourself, is there a duplex in my life where I own the blueprint? And then just write it down. This is the first step to your freedom this week. I feel healing all over your mind, all over your spirit, all over your body. And I thank God for the work that you're doing for you. So I'm so excited that you joined me in today's discussion. And if you are really drinking the tea that I am serving, hop on over to mcwrites.com and be sure to book your first free session. This is an opportunity for you to go deeper in the specifics of what you're dealing with. And you get the opportunity to work with me one-on-one in an area in your life that you know you need healing and freedom from. I'm so excited for the great things God has for your life. I'm so excited for the steps you are taking. And I want to encourage you, just keep taking the step and you'll see how far you really come. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, God willing, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.